All right, y'all. Happy April Fool's Day. Today is April the 1st, 2023. And we're going to throw in one false report somewhere in this place-by-place fishing report featuring Mr. Robert Lukowitz. And that will be your April Fool's prank. And it's up to you to figure out which one it is.
That's BS, and you know it.
Come on, throw one in there somewhere. Talk about the sailfish they're catching from the 41 bridge or something. Nope. Throw us a bone.
Nope. Next week's we'll be charging for it. How's that?
That's a good April Fool's.
Yeah.
No. Nope, here we are, as we do just about every Saturday, with a new place-by-place fishing report for you, featuring, of course, Mr. Robert Lukowitz here at the world headquarters of Fish and Franks. There's a very loud employee over here behind us moving things from one pile into a second pile. So if you hear that, it's just, you know, one of our peons shuffling around back there while we try to work. So.
Wow.
Let me know if she swings something at me, okay?
Nope. I'm not even going to give you a warning. I'm going to video it first, though.
All right. Well, let's kick this thing off. It gets started. We
should have got a picture of her. The expression on her face would have been better.
And Harbor Heights, along with Shell Creek. What have we got going on up there?
God. Oh, there's been a lot of snook being caught upriver. Assorted sizes, some legal fish, a whole lot of little fish, a few redfish, only a couple legal ones that I heard of, and then a lot of tarpon moving around. I mean, little guys from 10 pounds all the way up to about 100 pounds. Some of the big resident fish are starting to move around up there.
But are they eating?
No, of course not. You get one guy in 100 that's actually hooking one or two fish. But they're trying. You know, they all want that magic bullet that's going to help them. Like, what color, what lure, what bait? And I tell them, okay, buy one of everything and take it out there and try it.
So basically you're just spending a lot of time casting and retrieving and hoping.
Yes, exactly. I mean, one guy hooked one on a bait buster, one guy hooked one on a shad tail, another guy hooked one on a dead catfish, another guy hooked one on a Mayan cichlid, you know, but it's literally all over the map. But that's what they do. You know, those resident fish start getting excited this time of year and showing themselves a lot more, but doesn't mean they're going to cooperate very well. It's just normal.
So you're better off targeting the snook and the redfish?
Yeah, pretty much. Cast to them if you see them, but I wouldn't sit there and follow them all day doing it. Well, I probably would.
You
just
would.
I'd rather do that than snook, personally.
I know for sure that you would.
Yeah, so. I would rather do that than snook, personally.
But you're not recommending it to most people.
To most people, I would not recommend it.
I gotcha.
I'm a glutton for punishment, so I like catching them when I can.
Uh-huh.
But just seeing them is epic to me.
A glutton for punishment and a sucker for a long shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are.
Yes.
Darst Park Boat Ramp and the I-75 Bridges.
Only heard of a couple snook around the 75 bridge. One guy did catch a legal snook and caught six little ones, and then I guess his buddy or neighbor or something was saying that he caught a couple little ones but couldn't get a legal one.
Okay.
So, other than that, it's been pretty quiet there.
Are the tarpon hanging out in that area also?
Nope, haven't heard of any there. There might be some there at night, but I haven't heard of any.
And none of the redfish either, huh?
No.
Hmm. No fussy little things about where they want to be, aren't they?
Yep.
All right, the 41 Bridges Live Oak Park area.
During the daytime. Thank you. During the daytime, they're getting the trout. Not a lot, but a few. Some mangrove snapper and a couple of sheep's head. One guy did catch about a 15-pound black drum. He thought it was a world record sheep's head.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But he did let it go. But he thought it was a sheep's head at first until somebody showed him.
Right.
So that was cool for him to share the story. Let's see, a couple short cobia were caught off of there also. And then at nighttime, the snook have been doing pretty good.
Now, would you say that this is a place that we could go and harvest some fish, or are we going to catch mostly small things?
They're catching mostly small things, but I would go there if I wanted a snook. If I wanted to stand a chance of a legal-sized snook, I would definitely be going there.
And what would you be using for bait?
Shrimp would be my first choice, because some of the guys have been doing good on artificial shrimp and live shrimp both. And then the, I'd be throwing like a Rapala or a bucktail or something like that. And there have been getting a couple guys have hooked a couple little tarpon as bycatch. Well, fishing for them. One guy off the Tiki Bar hooked two tarpon, I think, two nights in a row while fishing for snook there. Both little guys, but he said he got to launch them in the air, and he said it was really cool.
Still.
Yeah.
Little tarpon are the best tarpon.
Okay.
But, dude, okay, you hook a little tarpon. What does he do? He jumps around a couple times, and then you get to reel him in, or he falls off the line. Right? Uh-huh. You hook into a big tarpon. What does he do? He jumps a couple of times, and then you settle in for the long battle, or you lose it. The best way to catch big tarpon is to have him jump off. Otherwise, it's just a bunch of work.
Now that you're older and saying that.
It doesn't make any difference whether I'm older or not. It's just a bunch of work.
I guess. If that's what you say. I don't know. I mean, they're both equally enjoyable in two different ways. One, you get back to the boat quickly, but I don't know, that distinct sound of those gill rakes going across the air on a bigger fish.
No, I totally agree. When he jumps and shakes the hook, and then I can do it again.
Hopefully.
Well, maybe not quite this time of year yet, but we're getting closer to where we can do it again.
Yes.
And again.
It's getting
and
there.
Again.
It's getting there.
So, all right. The Lashley Pier still closed, I presume?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, then we don't need to have a report from there. How
and
about the Bayshore?
The last one on the list, too.
The last place on the list is closed? Uh-huh. Last place on the list is the Tarpon Report. That's closed?
No. Never mind.
I'm confused.
Explain the last spot.
Explain it to me when we get there.
The last spot.
The last spot. I don't remember what the last spot is.
Gilcrest.
Oh. Oh.
Then you go into the baitfish report and the tarpon report.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I might be confused, too, but who knows?
It doesn't matter. I'm mistracked, so I'm just going to have to look at this screen and see what it says is next, and it says the Bayshore Pier. Is that open?
Yes. Small okay. Cobia was caught there, and a guy did catch two snook the other night, but they were both short.
Okay.
That's the only reports I've gotten. Two reports, two fish. Well, four fish, three fish total, but that's it.
So not much going on.
No, not much.
All right. How about in the saltwater and brackish canals in the Port Charlotte area?
Little snook, some jacks.
Lots of little snook?
Quite a few. Not a lot of people catching any legal-sized ones, but there are quite a few little snook. Some mangrove snapper. Couple of black drum, lots of juvenile tarpon rolling around East Spring Lake, West Spring Lake, Pelham Waterway, Countryman Waterway. Basically, a lot of those canals got baby tarpon rolling around, except for mine.
Okay.
Mine has nothing. Like, did she catch a snook? No, she caught a sail cat last night on her shad tail.
That's a bummer.
Yeah. No snook, sail cat. So.
But would you catch these tarpon anyway?
Nope. But I would try. But it'd be nice just to even hook a little snook every now and then. It's just crazy how slow it is.
And you said sail cats, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so sail cats behind Robert's house if you want sail cats.
Yes, exactly. It's perfect. No bueno.
There we go. Robert's house. The Eljobean Pier.
Really good at night for a snook. That would be my personal first choice if I wanted a good possibility of a legal-sized snook. Been here.
How late at night do we have to be there?
After 10 o'clock at night when traffic starts to slow way down. Till about a half hour after sunrise.
So, 7? Well, yes. After sunrise, that's 8.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever you want to put. Use your best judgment.
I'll put 8-ish. How's that?
8-ish. Nice.
All right. And what would we be doing down there to try to catch one of those slot-sized snooks? Need to put a live pinfish down there. Got a cast with a big old soft plastic. Do I need a top water? You tell me, tell me, tell me.
I would say a big soft plastic, big bucktail, big hard bait, you know, like a Rapala in the size 10 or larger. And then also live pinfish have been working good, but so have live shrimp. A lot of guys have been catching them on shrimp, both artificials and live. I can't catch a snook on an artificial shrimp to save my life, but with as many guys have been coming in talking about it, it's going to be a good shot at it. And the daytime fishing has been lousy. I haven't heard much during the daytime down there.
Okay, so they're not really doing anything here but snook fishing.
Pretty much. That's the only thing I've been hearing about there.
And no bycatch tarpon?
Nope. Which is kind of surprising because I would think we'd hear about that, but nope.
You'd think. They ought to be there if they're on the other side.
Yep, you would think.
But they do what they want to do. Myakka River from the bridge to marker 8.
Tippecanoe and the mouth of the Myakka. Baby tarpon being seen, not hooked. A lot of little snook. One legal snook in Tippecanoe. What else did he catch that day? He caught a couple really small mangrove snapper. He was throwing nothing but live shrimp. I know they're seeing a lot of fish while they're going through there because the water's pretty clear. Just not catching them.
It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Okay. Takes longer to type it than it does to say it.
Jeez.
It's a real bummer. Let's go to the South Gulf Cove canals. What's been happening in there?
A lot of Mayan cichlids and tilapia being caught. A couple guys did catch some snook, mostly on the lights at night. One guy caught 2 snook, a redfish, and a ladyfish trolling out along the main part of the waterway heading towards the locks.
Okay.
And then another guy caught some bass way back in there closer to the main boat ramp. He was floored by that because he's like, it never crossed my mind. Everyone tells me it's brackish / saltwater, and here he catches a bass or a couple bass. I forget what it was, but he's new, trying to figure it out.
Gotcha. Well, and there are more bass in there than people think there are.
Yeah, there's just less in there than there used to be because it keeps spraying all the damn cattails.
Yeah.
It's like, really? It's a cattail. What are you spraying that for?
To kill it.
I know.
Just get rid of it.
It's just stupid.
It's an ugly cattail.
Yeah.
All right. How about the West Wall?
West Wall.
North End still slow?
Yeah. Yeah, still pretty slow. Few snook. A few redfish. And then on top of the bar, there's been a few trout. A couple pompano. And a lot of short, not a lot, but quite a few short cobia. Everyone's complaining, where are the cobia at? Where are the cobia at? I said, you ate them.
Right, they're with the triple tail.
Yeah, you ate your cobia.
They went to the water treatment plant.
Right.
And were processed into milorganite.
Right, exactly.
Did you say bonnet heads down here?
Not until you get down to the very corner to Cape Hayes, basically, is the only place bonnet heads. Pompano was okay. The other one.
Did you mention trout?
Yep.
Where were they? On the bar?
On top of the bar.
Okay.
Yeah. No, not great, but good.
Okay. Alrighty, that brings us down to Cape Hayes and the bonnet heads.
Bonnet heads, a couple of Spanish mackerel, a few ladyfish. One guy did catch about a 5-foot bull shark. And he saw another shark that he said was bigger than that one. He said it wasn't giant, but he said it was probably closer to 6 or better. But he said it was bigger than his 5-footer that he caught.
Okay. Now, how does he measure? Does he measure from the tip of the snout to the tip of the tail, or does he measure the proper way from the tip of the snout to the fork?
He's just guessing.
Okay. So.
So it was
a 3.5 foot shark.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Yeah. A lot of these guys just guess on the size of the sharks.
Right.
Yeah.
But even if you're guessing, where are you guessing to? You know? Because when you measure those fish, you're
supposed
to measure them.
Most of them are
going to
measure
them
overall. They're not going to measure at the fork.
Yep.
It's just like a snook or a sheep's head or a mackerel or whatever. When you tell the story, you got to make it as big as possible.
I suppose. You don't have to.
No, you got to embellish it. That's what fishermen do.
You don't have to.
But they do.
You can tell the truth. It's okay. Uh-huh. It's acceptable.
If you say so. I don't know how, but if you say so. That's just what people normally do is make them.
How big was that wapota you caught?
8 inches.
Measured from where to where?
Tip of nose to the tip of the tail.
Did you measure him?
Nope.
You think he was actually 8 inches? Or are you telling me that he was 7 inches and you decided to embellish an inch to make it sound better because you're a fisherman?
No, I'm going to guess him to be about 8 inches. The biggest one, I think, was probably about 8 inches. What do you think?
I think if you're going to embellish, you should make him a foot long.
No, I don't think he was a foot long.
I don't think he was either.
I think he was closer to about 8 inches.
I don't think the biggest one was a foot long. I think the biggest one was maybe 11.
Yeah.
But if you ask Mike, I bet the one he caught was a foot long.
Hey, that's all good.
What
I
else?
Just enjoyed catching them. It was
what,
cool.
What else do we have here at Cape Hayes?
That's it.
That was it?
That was it.
Okay. No puffers?
Nope. Not that I heard of. I'm sure they're there, but nobody said anything.
Ought to be some puffers.
Probably.
Okay. That brings us to turtle and bull bays.
Lots of snook. Quite a few redfish. Some trout. It's not great, but they are in there. It's just getting warmer. So getting them to cooperate has been a little tough.
Okay.
And then there's a mixture of sheep's head and mangrove snapper up underneath the bushes and around some of the oyster bars. That's been pretty good.
Keeper mangs?
Yeah. There's been a few. I mean, the biggest one I heard of was 12 and a half, I think. Something like that.
And you're looking at more of the oyster-crusted mangroves to do that, I assume?
Yeah. Yeah. More habitat, more structure.
Okay.
Had a guy in here just a minute ago that's fishing for... He's using shiners, so he's fishing for bass over at the spillway right here at the by the Amoco.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a 16-inch mang.
Okay. What was it doing there?
Well, it was on this, you know, the saltwater side.
Well, I figure, but still, what was it doing there? Somebody somebody tell it to go hang out 15 miles offshore.
Right. Hey, that was pretty awesome. He's new to the area, so he's still learning everything, and he was super excited, so it's good for him.
Yeah, he should be excited. No bonnethead sharks in here?
Yeah, there's been some bonnetheads and some bull sharks. Not a ton of them, but enough where you could actually, if you wanted to target them, you probably could with the numbers of the smaller bull sharks. You know, the bonnetheads are always just bycatch.
Right.
But nobody really shark fishes in there, which is always surprising to me.
And how's our water clarity?
Super clear. Like, really clear. Stay a long ways away from the bushes. Make longer casts. Try that. That'll be a lot more productive, probably.
And I'm sure around the oyster bars, too. Anytime you're getting too close to anything, you're just going to chase fish away.
Yeah.
Okay. Doo-doop, doo-doop, boop. Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Just some Spanish mackerel. That's all I've heard about over there, some Spanish. Not a lot, but good bycatch, I guess.
Sounds a lot like last week's report of this.
Well, put the same as last week. Save yourself a lot of typing.
It really is not much typing.
Oh.
Not this time.
Oh, okay.
So what would you do over here? You troll a spoon, or?
I would troll a spoon, definitely. Or any old plugs that you don't like anymore. The one guy actually caught several trolling he said it was like a Rapala-style lure. But I'm guessing it was just an old lure that he didn't like. never caught anything on this. I'm going to troll this instead.
Right.
Then I'll go look for it again. It was the best Spanish mackerel lure in the world. How come you guys don't carry this?
Because we haven't made it in 15 years.
And plus, back then it was $20. Now it's not made anymore.
Yep. Go hit the garage sales.
Right.
Gasparilla Sound.
Pretty good. Behind the Three Sisters, a lot of trout, some sheep's head. Same way with over in Widden Bay. There's been some snook all along the bushes. A few redfish. Ladyfish, Spanish mackerel out in a little bit deeper water. And there has been a few redfish too. It's a pretty good area overall, but it's a big area.
Right.
I mean, you got backside of Boca all the way over to Gasparilla Marina, basically. You know, it's a pretty big area.
Are we seeing any tarpon wandering around down here?
A couple guys saw a couple fish roll, but not really worth mentioning because it was only a couple.
Gotcha. Well, you say a couple a lot, so.
Yeah, I know. Hasn't been many. I got a fishing report coming through on my leg right now.
Oh, yeah. Who's that?
Carl. All
right. Well, why don't you take it? We'll pause this. All right. So what did we learn from Carl?
We learned that he wanted a fishing report. He didn't want to give me one.
Okay. Well, that's how it goes sometimes. You're the clearinghouse of information.
Well.
Both coming in and going out.
Yeah, but it's got to go both ways. He gives me some good reports, and I'll give him good reports, too, so.
Yep.
I trust like I said, him for some of that stuff.
You are the nexus point. You are the giver and the receiver of information. You are the center of the Charlotte Harbor fishing universe.
Uh-huh.
Whether you wanted to be or not, you are the black hole in the middle of this galaxy.
Great. Feel like the raccoon on Guardians from the Galaxy.
I didn't see it. So I don't know what
you
to tell
really
you about
haven't
that.
Ever seen. You don't see many movies either at all, though.
No, not really. No.
What was the last current movie you saw? Like current movie, like let's say within the last 20 years that has come out.
I saw Weird Al's movie.
Where do I want to go with that one? Jesus, man. Okay.
Don't know what to tell you.
It's all good.
It was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Was it?
It was. I like Madonna's part.
Okay.
And Madonna gets blown up in the end. So,
yeah. Nice.
Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be 27 people listening to this. They're going to go, damn, I'm going to watch that. Now I'm not going to bother.
Yeah. All right. The next spot is Placida. And the Placida Pier,
on
and the Placida Trestle,
and, life.
And the Cape Coral Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Placida.
Gasparilla
Sheep's
Marina.
Head. Sheep's Head. A couple of mangrove snapper and a couple Spanish mackerel. But nighttime, I've been hearing better reports. Nighttime, they've been getting some legal snook. Guy did catch a couple bigger redfish, and been a couple of sharks there, too. So I think if you want legal snook and possibly mess around with some other stuff, go there at night.
Okie dokie. And if you want the Spanish mackerel, go during the day?
Absolutely.
And, of course, the sheep's head. Sheep's head don't bite for crap at night.
No, they don't.
Why is that?
Diurnal.
Why do they have to be that way?
Oh.
Bunch of twits? Oh, well.
Don't know.
I spent a lot of time when I was a kid not catching a sheep's head. I never understood why, because I always fished after dark.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Stupid kids. Lemon Bay. Stump Pass, Lemon Bay Park, Indian Mound Park, and associated areas.
Let's see. We got some snook and some small trout being caught throughout there towards the conservancy area. The guy came back in that does the kayaking down there.
Uh-huh.
And he got under the weather for about 2 weeks, but he went out the other day. And actually caught a couple, all on shrimp.
Okay.
That's the only report I had for over in there.
That is not how you spell shrimp.
But he's pretty consistent.
S-G-H-R-I-N-M-P.
Nice.
That's not even close.
Not even close.
The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge.
A couple of Spanish mackerel. And a couple of small snook. The guy was fishing at night for snook, and the guy was fishing just for whatever during the day.
No sheeps?
Nothing.
No sharks?
Nothing.
No mangrove snappers?
Nada.
No tarpon?
Nope.
No sailfish?
Nope.
So pretty slow is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
Slow. Okay. What's the next spot? Since you seem to have them memorized.
Is it Stump Pass?
No, it's not even close.
Or is it the beaches?
No, it's neither of those things.
Then I have no idea.
It's the Venice Jetties.
Oh, Jesus. Venice Jetties. I got nothing for up there.
What?
I got nothing for up there.
Well, I'll tell you.
And I missed Malcolm's report this morning because I got preoccupied walking outside.
It was very similar to what we talked about with them last week about the Pompano being in and out and a lot of people being very disappointed because they go at the wrong stage of the tide and just not catching anything. But he said moving water, the Pompano bite has been good when it's good and lousy the rest of the time, which sounds about right.
Sounds about like Pompano fishing.
Yep. So I'm going to take this from last week, I'm going to copy it, and I'm going to paste it right here because it makes sense to do so.
Oh, there you go. Copy, stick, ready to go.
That brings us to the Gulf of Mexico. Reefs, wrecks, bottom fishing, trolling, what's been happening?
Spanish mackerel from the beaches out to about 15 miles.
Schools of Spanish mackerel? Scattered Spanish
just
mackerel?
Scattered. Just scattered. And then there's been a couple of kings being seen. Only a couple were caught, and both of them were small. A couple guys are seeing cobia also at some of the nearshore reefs, but they're all small. And then you got the red grouper, 80 to 110 feet of water.
They are now open out past 120 again as of today.
Oh, okay.
So you can cruise deeper if you want.
Yeah, well, 80 to 110 is my accurate report. And then my buddy did make it out to 50 miles out where he caught, what was it, 4 African pompano? And a lot of really big yellowtail snapper. And then I'm pretty sure it was a scamp, and I forget what the heck else it was that he caught. But it's the first time he's been out in a couple months because he had to get new motors for his thing. He had a little bit of damage from the hurricane because he's down there in Gasparilla Marina.
And these were up to 5 pounds on the yellowtail?
Yeah. Yeah, he caught some good ones. True flags.
Was he chumming?
Yes, he always chums. Doesn't matter if he's in 60 feet of water or 160 feet of water, he will always hang chum over the side.
Smart man.
Yep.
Well, especially if he wants to catch those big yellowtails.
He does. Well, last year's grandson caught that little Cabrera that I showed you pictures of, like a 15-pounder.
That sounds like fun, but I'd rather catch 5-pound yellowtails.
So would I.
Anything else to report out here?
No.
Nothing else going on?
Nothing else.
No permit?
Going on. Nope.
No barracudas?
No. Yeah, guys are seeing barracudas, but they ain't getting any of them to chew. And the nearshore reefs, and this is, let's go stay off the shore for a minute. Lots of sheep's head, but literally one guy says unbelievable, and the next two guys say it sucks. And like you made that point earlier, is you think they're moving around a lot, so they're jumping from one reef to the next. That's why they're having such a confusing time.
Yeah, and I think the thing that makes the most sense is for you to not get married to a spot, you know? And it's not just moving from one reef to another, but it's moving from one pile of stuff on the reef to another.
Right.
So if you have a spot that you did really well yesterday or the day before or last weekend, don't expect you're going to drive to that spot and slam again. You got to keep bouncing around until you find those fish.
Yep.
They do that to you this time of year. It's very annoying.
It is.
And of course, plenty of fiddler crabs here.
Yes. Plenty of fiddler crabs and pinfish. but the pinfish don't work very well on the sheep's head. But the pinfish would work good on some of the mangs if there's any decent mangs around out there.
Sure. And those barracudas, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moving on?
Moving on.
All right. Punta Rasa is the next spot. No reports until further notice. Do we have further notice?
No further notice.
Redfish Pass. No reports until further notice.
Correct.
Captiva Pass.
Correct.
No report?
Not nothing.
Okay. Last week we had some tarpon rolling around, but not so much this week.
Not this week. I got nothing.
Okay. How about Boca Grande Pass?
Been quite a few tarpon in there this week, like 5 days or 6 days in a row.
Is it
fishable? It's worth trying, but I wouldn't go out of my way to go there just to try it. I mean, if you happen to be in that area, absolutely be worth it. But they've been getting them at night. They've been getting them during the day. But they're still inconsistent, you know. They've been there for 6 days in a row, but today they might be gone. Who knows?
Okay. Or you might go in there and jump four.
Exactly. One guy did jump eight the other day.
Nice.
Yeah. He did all of them on squirrelfish.
Okay.
The other guy who did three did his on, I think it was shrimp and crabs. I can't remember. He was using both.
Okay.
Other than that, just a few Spanish mackerel. Haven't heard of anything else worthwhile. Lots of bait. Lots and lots of bait going through there. Little stuff.
Okay. Not cast netable?
No. But he was saying that he was surprised with how few Spanish he caught with all the bait around. Figured it'd be a little better.
Yeah, I would think so. So I thought that was the missing ingredient right now was the bait fish.
Yeah, water temperature's pretty much right on.
Just goes to show, what the hell do we know?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay, beach fishing from Sanibel to Venice.
Some pompano. A few snook.
Any locations, or?
This is from Boca and from Stump Pass.
Okay.
And they have been catching a few whiting out there. Most of them are smaller. And the occasional sheep's head.
Okay, and the whiting are in the same place?
Yeah. Right along the surf line to just on the drop-off out there at Boca.
Okay.
Love it when a muscle spazzes out.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah. Looks like somebody's got a little electric prod. Zzz. Yeah, it's great. Oh, they did catch a couple bonnet heads out there at Boca, too. And blue runners. Been a lot of blue runners lately.
Okay.
I forgot about that with the offshore guys, because there have been a lot of little blue runners. But, like, up to, like, a foot long, so not bad.
You know, I can add it. All you I have can. To do is scroll up here.
Yeah, you can.
So, lots of small blue runners. And where are they at? Just around all the structure?
Everywhere, yeah. I mean, guys are catching them trying to sabiki for bait. They're catching them around the reefs. They're catching them from shore. Just kind of goofy.
Okay. See? That was easy.
Yeah, that was.
Were you done with your beach report?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we can move on to Matt Lachey, Indian Fields, and Smokehouse Bay.
A lot of little trout and quite a few little redfish. One of my reps was down there fishing the other day. He said he got done with his route early. So he's able to get out in the afternoon. And that's what he got also. He got one little snook too, but he didn't seem overly excited about the fishing down there right now.
Okay.
He said the water is looking better than it was a month ago, though. Because he's right down there. He comes out of the Cape Coral Canals that are right there by Matt Lachey.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's coming out of.
Okay. North end of Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys, and associated areas.
I got nothing. Nothing at all.
Fine, then. We'll move on. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquelia.
Some small trout. Couple of Spanish mackerel. And then guys going down there at 4 o'clock in the morning just to try to find bait.
Yeah, how's that working out for them?
Not too good.
Are they getting any?
Sporadically. Very, very sporadically.
Okay. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Snook and a few redfish. And then there's been some trout and ladyfish on top and the outside of the bar. I haven't heard of any pompano or any juvenile tarpon or anything like that down there.
Okay. They should be showing up there.
They should be. But so should the giant sharks and small sharks, but nope. Not yet.
You get what you get.
Yes.
Okie dokie. Let's then take a look at the East Side Keys, Hobbs Point, Pirate Harbor, and associated areas to that.
Lots of little snook. Handful of legal-sized redfish. And then most of the trout have been smaller.
So, like 10 to 14 inches?
Yeah. And a few bonnet heads over there also.
I thought we agreed to call those shovel noses a while back.
Nope, we're calling them bonnet heads.
Because we needed a more manful name.
Bonnet head. Bonnet head's manly enough.
All right, fine. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, Skating Rink.
A couple of jacks and a couple of snook.
Sounds exciting.
No, not really. Hasn't been great over there. Lots of boat traffic. Speaking of boat traffic, did you see that jet ski that took out a boat day before yesterday over by the beach complex?
No.
Yep.
I'm shocked.
The jet ski got taken out pretty good from what I understand. The customer tried to take some pictures of it because it's parked right there on the beach and split right center down the hull.
Jeez.
Nobody knows if the guy lived or not. They know that he was paramedicked out of there and possibly helicoptered out of there.
Ah, boy.
Yep. Great. That was a good one.
Breaks. Spring breaks. Yeah. They ain't no.
No such thing. Yeah, I guess it was a good one.
Ponce Park.
I've got nothing there this week. A lot of guys went fishing there, but nobody gave me any reports there. It's kind of strange.
So lots of people went fishing.
Yep.
And nobody reported back.
Nobody gave me an answer back.
So either it was really, really good, they didn't want anybody else showing up.
That's possible.
Or it just sucked.
It could. It's probably one or the other.
Let's see. We look back here on previous reports. A couple. Exceptionally mediocre. A few. Bite inconsistent. A couple. Dinky. Doesn't look like we've had great reports over the last month.
Nope.
So I suspect that nobody told you anything because the fishing there was lousy.
I'll go with that.
And if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. But
wow.
I'm comfortable with it at this point.
You like being wrong?
No, I don't like being wrong, but I'm comfortable with this one.
Oh, okay.
Let's check out the PGI canals. How's that been?
It's been good. Lots and lots of snook. A few legal-sized fish. Most of the legal-sized snook are being caught either at dark or trolling down the canals. Just there's a lot of small ones if you don't want to do that. And then there's been quite a few juvenile tarpon making most people crazy. Pegleg's been getting a few here and there, but they're still making him crazier.
Okay.
Black drummer being seen a lot more. A couple people caught a couple, but more seen than landed. Or hooked, I should say. And the jacks have thinned out a little bit, but they are still in there. You know, still a couple of those 10 to 12 pounders. Just not as thick as they were. Especially if Carl's calling me asking, and he just left there wondering where they're at.
Right.
He can't find them. That's saying something. But I know they've been thinning out in there. They're just less of them, but good quality when you do find them.
Okay. We can work with that.
Yeah. It's not too bad.
Okay. The Gilchrist Pier.
It's closed.
Alligator Creek Reef.
It's slow. There's been a few Spanish mackerel on it. A couple of small sheep's head. And a couple of guys did hook cobia off of them, but they were small. Like real small, like 24, 26 inches.
Oh.
Yeah, real small.
Okay. So.
Nothing exciting there. Everybody and their mother's parked there right now, though.
Right.
I think that's part of it. Just the pressure has been all over the map on it.
Okay. The 20-foot holes.
Nothing. Nothing yet. You might find a Spanish out there, but I haven't heard of any, but it wouldn't surprise me because there is a lot of fry out there. Guys are seeing a lot of little fry, both on their bottom machines and on the surface dimpling.
Okay. We will add that to the baitfish report.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good idea. Been extremely hard to get.
All right, so we've got little bait out there, but nothing to net in the open waters of the harbor.
Mm-hmm.
What else are we seeing?
They're getting some down there by Jug Creek and some over by Placida, but they are working really hard at it to get it. It's not been very fun for them. They try, but not too good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anywhere else we got dinks?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
Okie dokie. So lots of small fry in the open waters, some to net around Placida and Jug Creek, and that's it for the baitfish report?
Yep. It is.
Fine. I'm comfortable with that.
That's as good as it gets.
Freshwater creeks, canals, ponds, lakes, rivers, etc.
Bass. Bass. And more bass. Mostly on shiners. Few being caught on soft plastics, but shiners have been working exceptionally well. A lot of 2 to 4 pound fish being caught.
Okay.
Some of the crappie I've been hearing about have been pretty decent. You know, 14 inches. Northport canals. What's that? Placid, Lake Placid.
Mm-hmm.
Guy was in here and he caught only a few crappie, but he caught a ton of bluegill. And he was throwing worms and little jigs. And not little worms, minnows. Because he was trying to find crappie, but the bluegill were hitting some of his minnows. And he caught a lot more on the jigs, but he said some of the areas over there, they're on bed.
Already?
Yep.
Okay. I'll take that.
Yeah. And they're either bluegill or sunfish, but some kind of panfish.
Right. Most people don't bother to tell the difference.
Nope.
You know.
A bluegill is a bluegill.
And some people will differentiate between bluegills and red ears, and some people just won't.
Right.
All right, anything else going on out here?
Nothing.
Tilapia?
Nope.
Snakeheads?
Nope.
Mayan cichlids?
Nope.
Dorado?
Nope.
Tigerfish?
That would be cool.
No, it wouldn't. That would be terrible.
For who?
For the environment. Tarpon reports, Robert. Tarpon reports.
Okay. You're going to see a lot of them in the Peace River. Chance of hooking them are slim.
Same with the canals in Port Charlotte.
Mm-hmm. And PGI. And Boca Grande Pass.
Do-do-do-do, but you're not going to hook much.
Nope. I mean, Boca's been doing okay with hooking some fish, but just they're not consistent yet. This is the first week where they've been in there a solid. I think this is yesterday was day number 6 in a row where there was actually fish in there. But prior to that, it's like 2 days on, 4 days off. 3 days on, 1 day off. Too inconsistent.
And so,
don't get crabs. Try shrimp.
Live shrimp or squirrel fish?
Yep. I will take a live shrimp over anything this time of year when it comes to tarpon fishing. But people don't want to listen. What am I gonna, what's a 100-pound tarpon going to do with a little tiny shrimp?
The same thing he does with a little tiny crab.
Same thing that 200-pound guy that's making those complaints does with M&Ms.
Oh, I like M&Ms.
But you know what I'm saying.
Do you have any M&Ms?
No.
Oh.
I've got some black licorice.
Don't say M&Ms if you haven't got any.
I've got black licorice.
It's not fair. Black licorice.
Black
disgusting.
Licorice.
Disgusting.
There's some red licorice in there.
That's bad, too.
Yeah?
They used to sell chocolate licorice at Winn-Dixie.
Uh-huh.
That I could tolerate. But it wasn't good.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it goes on the list of bad candy with candy corn and circus peanuts.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Let me guess. You like those things, too?
Circus peanuts? No, I don't like circus peanuts.
Candy
corn? I used to like them when I was a little kid. I like candy corn.
I
know you're going to disown me as a friend.
It doesn't matter. It's fine.
You're going to disown me as a friend because I like some of the weirder stuff.
I can tolerate a lot. I'm just going to pretend I don't know that about you, okay?
Okay.
That's what we'll do.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add to
Better
this fishing
report? Better
than
chocolate-covered broccoli.
Have you ever had chocolate-covered broccoli?
No, but I'd be willing to bet that that's something you would like.
I don't think that I would.
Oh, okay.
Chocolate-covered zucchini, maybe.
Oh, zucchini bread.
Deep-fried zucchini.
Zucchini bread.
You take your zucchini and you cut it up into little pennies, and then you dip it in beer batter.
No.
And that's pretty damn good.
No, it's not.
It really is.
It really isn't.
You just haven't tried it.
Yep. Carry on to something else. We're not Chef Ramsay here.
Look, this is the end of the show.
Oh.
Okay, people have already tuned us out. So as long as nobody's listening, you might as well say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.